back to the original season 4, episode 9, Queen Death. And Hope is at it again. She saves the day. Stay tuned, guys.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. I just want Hope to start singing this song in her little 7-year-old voice.
Because Hope is Beyonce.
Because Hope probably doesn't even know what Destiny's Child was. She just knows Queen Bee. Guys, welcome back to the Originals After Show. I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. To my left, Sam Davidson.
Hey, guys. You can find me, Sam Davidson, at SamD43 on Twitter and Instagram.
And, of course, our chat mistress, Tiana Hobson.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tiana Hobson. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson. And I am in the live chat on my phone right now. So I will be reading what you guys are saying.
Damn, using that 3G, 4G kind of your own money, girl.
Thank God for Verizon.
So we had to open with this song tonight because I will say we are probably not as pumped up about this episode as we were about last week's episode.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, there were some great moments and we'll definitely dissect them all, but in general, I feel like we didn't move the story that much forward, and I'm a little hurt. I'm a little hurt about what happened with Elijah. So my feelings are...
Yeah, I'm a little frustrated. I feel like we literally took a baby step in the story, and that's about it.
It's just very confusing, this whole Hollow situation. But the one thing I did put together in my head this week was, oh, so actually this is a threat that's coming from Haley's side of the family and not Klaus's for once.
Yeah, and that's
so
pretty cool.
Is pretty cool and, you know, something different for them.
It's also great how much we've seen Klaus growing as a character, not just his side of the family, but him in general, because I don't think that the decisions he made in this week's episode and last week's, this entire season, are decisions he previously would have made. I think he would have been way more selfish, and we're finally starting to see him be the head of this family and realize that he has things to lose that he's not willing to.
Here's a weird connection I thought of. Barney from How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
I know it's super off, but he didn't until the end, until he had a child, really care about the people he was hurting. But then once he had a child, he was like, oh, everything is different now. And I feel like he reminds me of Klaus, and their hair looks the same.
So they must be brothers. I'm curious from you guys in the chat, the people that are hanging out with our chat mistress, who she likes so much better than Sam and I, because she just loves you guys the most. I want to know from you guys, did you feel like this episode was a lot better than we're giving it credit for? Which was your favorite part of the episode? How do you feel in general? Make sure you're chiming in so that Tiana has something to read so she doesn't have to listen to us, apparently.
Sorry, what did you guys say? Sorry.
Yes, T.
She's back.
But okay, so I like that Tiana's got math in this episode. Before we go on air, we kind of break down what we're talking about. Tiana's like, listen, here's the deal. There's 1, 2, 3 things going on. Here's how we break it down. I'm like, wow, it was a lot messier in my head. Let's go with your plan.
Well, it does seem like everything's all over the place, but really the one plan broke into like, it was like, okay, we're all here. We're making this plan. Now let's break off into 3 different groups, one of which is sending Marcel by himself, which I never believe in sending one person alone to do something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's essentially 3 parts to the plan, and only some of it worked out.
All of the plan, though, involves getting Elijah back and not killing him.
Yes.
Except Vincent probably couldn't care less if he does die. So let's break it down. Let's get into what we're doing. The Hollow is torturing Elijah. Do you feel like Elijah is kind of getting what he deserves after thousands of years? Or are we still 100% Team Elijah and we want the Hollow to bizarn? That's burn, but like with some hipness to it.
I think that probably he is getting what he deserves, but that's not what this show is. We are on the antagonist side to begin with, and we're seeing the story kind of told through their eyes. So, no, we don't want that to happen. But in like...
But he did just murder those 4 witches, and luckily they came back. And he has done a lot this season.
But, okay, if he deserves to die, then Klaus should have been dead a long time ago.
True.
They're all just kind of bad. But I think, and Haley said it right, she said something, okay, fair enough, he's lived a long life, but he doesn't deserve to go out this way.
That is true. And it started reminding me of, you know, what is going to happen, how long of living is enough, because even Klaus said, my brother and I have walked this earth for 1,000 years, and death has come for us. numerous times, and we've escaped her every time. So it's one of those things when you've lived such a long and luxurious life, when it finally is time to say goodbye, are you ever really ready to leave?
I am glad that they kept bringing that up in tonight's episode, though, T, because I do feel like we forget sometimes because they look so young, and you're like, oh, no, they shouldn't die. They don't deserve to die. It's too early. They have been living for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is time to go, and I love this show, and I love the originals, and usually I don't feel that way, but if it's either your turn to go or the entire city is going to eat it, maybe?
Well, not maybe? To get into predictions, but I do think that we know that it's renewed, but we knew the last episode could have served as its last, so I'm thinking one of these characters is in a near-death situation, and then if it ended, we could have just been at peace with the fact that they sacrificed themselves. Mm. But hopefully with next season, we're going to get them back.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, all I kept thinking was, it's too early in this season. I know we're at episode 9 of 13, but it was still just too soon for this whole Hollow thing to be, like, wrapped up and for someone to die by sacrifice. But I do have some comments from the chat on the whole Elijah, BFFs. Girl Power 2560 says, I'm not the greatest fan of Elijah, but I don't want him to die.
Yeah, me neither.
Miranda Darcy, this is a great one. Why couldn't Haley sacrifice herself instead of Klaus, who's Hope's dad, to save her own lover slash his
Because
brother?
It has to be one of the originals.
But I thought it just had to be someone supernatural.
No, they said it had to be one of the originals in order to take out the Hollow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's, of course, Nicholas Kelly, who says, he got what he deserves, but I want more suffering on Elijah's part.
Whoa. Nicholas. We know what team you're on.
A little harsh there.
Dark.
Or maybe he's just like Vincent, who thinks, you know, for the greater good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You must suffer. When we think about it, especially for most of the season, Elijah has been acting more towards violence first, answers later kind of thing. So he has been doing some very dark things that while he is usually the composed brother of everyone.
He's losing it.
He's losing his stuff.
Well, you know, I could see because we've been saying, why is he doing all these things? Our perspective of him has changed so much. And I think maybe the reason they wrote that in possibly was for us to be accepting of him potentially dying or being tormented.
At the end of what could have been the series.
Exactly.
Got it. All right. So our plan is we thought about putting Elijah in the necklace, but then we were like, nah, Klaus stepped up, which was baller. Team Klaus. Pretty legit that he stepped up not only to save his daughter, but also to save his brother, which props to him. And he's like, put me in there. I can do it. Put me in there. Now, were you guys surprised with Klaus actually, I mean, it didn't end up happening, but actually going through with this? It didn't happen because of other reasons, not because Klaus backed out.
I like that he stepped up to the plate. I even kind of liked what Vincent said to him about Cammy being proud of him in this moment. The only part that kind of burned me was because last week, you know, we had that little hint of Caroline, you know, and stuff. And so I was like, Caroline. And then they brought Cammy up this week.
But Vincent doesn't know.
I know. He doesn't know. So it's fine.
Okay. Vincent is not here for it.
He's not here for it. But I was just like, oh, yes, she would. But, you know, so would Caroline would be very proud of him for making this choice, too.
Caroline would be the most proud. Caroline would be double proud. Caroline would be way more proud than Cammy.
Caroline would lose her panties. Let's just say that. She'd be like, I was waiting for
Where'd they go?
On
the ground?
No, in the Klaus's pocket.
Oh, he put them in his pocket.
Maybe she mailed them to him.
Can you imagine Caroline drops her panties and Klaus picks them up and puts them in his pocket? I think he'd be doing something else.
He uses that as his handkerchief?
Well,
Too far? We've gone a little far.
Yep.
Since you did, you know, we're going to use up our mention of the Vampire Diaries. There is something about Klaus doing what he could, trying to sacrifice himself that was very Stefan to me at the end of the Vampire Diaries.
Interesting.
I definitely felt those feels. So let me know if you guys felt the same thing, because I did feel like I get this. I'm glad it didn't happen, but I felt a very similar vibe.
There are a lot of parallels. I mean, just the fact that both shows are based on family, based on siblings. So I think that that's a good point. I see a lot of similarities in Klaus and Damon, but that one with Stefan, it's very true. Yeah. All right, so that was our plan. It went awry. We didn't quite get it to work out. We also have Sophia, who is like, turned into this hollow. By the way, do you guys prefer her as Sophia or as the hollow?
The hollow.
Sophia.
Ooh, good. Let's beef it out. That's not the word.
Hey, this isn't TV fights, okay? You can't just be over here making us fight each other for points.
But why? It's not for points, but I'm just curious because I keep going back and forth and I don't know which one I prefer. So why do you like her better as the hollow tea?
Because it actually gives her character purpose in my mind. Mm-hmm. Sophia, like, I didn't think that Marcel needed some sort of bodyguard henchman around him all the time because he is the most powerful vampire in the quarter because he can actually kill an original with his bite. So I think that her as the hollow actually gives her character a purpose here.
Okay, Sam?
I think that the hollow is potentially going to be hopping in a bunch of people. So Sophia makes us aware of who the hollow is in and, like, who's actually doing these actions. But since you said that, T, I think that with the Sophia character, it annoys me that we didn't get to like her before the hollow got inside of her. I wish that we did.
So it's like we're not fighting for her to come back. Because that's how I felt when Marcel's like, I'm not going to let her die. I'm like, do you care, bro?
I know. I'm like, we don't care.
Wasn't she just kind of a booty call?
She kind of
was. And when Charles called in, he said to us, he was like, yeah, Rebecca's endgame. And, you know, Sophia's nice. Yeah.
Charles said it. He did say it.
He said it.
Mrs. D says, Marcel just wanted that booty.
He can get booty, you know?
Allie's art said, I don't like either. And... Nakia Emmanuel said, ooh, Tiana with the shade on Sophia. Yeah.
Well,
mad shade on her. But I don't know her. I don't know you.
I think part of the reason you have the shade is because of what
Sam said.
Part of the reason you have the shade is because of what Sam said. Yeah, the fact that it's not like we're yearning for this character to come back. If the Hollow took over Vincent, Freya, Keelan was introduced the same time Sophia was introduced, and I guess that's not actually true, because remember, we heard Sophia was introduced previously, but we didn't remember her, so that doesn't count. And we, like, love Keelan's character. At least I do.
I'm totally into her, yeah.
So yeah. I wonder if that was a little bit of a misstep that they are banking on us wanting to get Sophia back, and we're all kind of like,
please, we could use that. Sophia, let's use that pass for something else.
Sophia,
you know,
is a one season and done character. She's not going to be back for season 5. So why am I getting invested?
Well, now we know how you feel.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of new characters, we also got a little bit of Maxine in this episode. I kind of forget she exists a lot.
Yes.
And her kid.
Adam,
of course. He was so much, he was such a lovely, so much fun to interview. I was expecting to see more of him this season. I'm so shocked that we haven't seen him.
I mean, it's like we saved his life and then we just sent him back to school.
Yeah, we did. But maybe that's good. He just needs some normalcy, guys.
Yeah.
But the Maxine Vincent situation, again, when they have Maxine and they're like, Vincent, you know, you have to do what we say, whatever they're saying, I'm sitting there thinking, do we care?
We cared 4 or 5 episodes ago.
Well,
yes.
I think that we do care a little bit here because it's someone that we've seen. We know that if she goes, her son is alone.
But Vincent just gave this whole speech. He's like, listen, you gotta kill who you've gotta kill. If Elijah's gotta go, he's lived this time and it's okay. And then Maxine comes out and Vincent's like, oh no. Not.
But there's an innocence with Maxine that, you know, everyone else involved in this plan has killed, has, you know, hunted and preyed on people, are vampires. And this is just an innocent witch who just happens to have Vincent's eye at the moment. She's basically almost like a Cammy to Klaus.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of there and she's just mixed in the crossfires for no real reason.
But why are there crossfires, T? Because the witches are going crazy. Because
the witches are thinking that the hollow is going to be something great, just like Vincent thought that the hollow was going to be something great when he was originally with his wife.
Tiana, these are your people. You're part of the witches.
I am.
Why haven't you talked to them?
I keep trying, and here's the thing. I say off with all their heads. Like the hollow said, if you're not with us, you're against us. And so if they want to go over to the hollow side, I say we need to do, like, bippity-boppity-boo. Get rid of some people.
Wow, I feel like they would haunt you big time.
Yeah,
you know?
You just turn to them real quick.
I'm sorry. They're going to be coming, the ancestors one day. They're also coming after me, though. Because they said if you're not with us, you're against us. So that basically means the witches who aren't loyal to the Hollow, when the Hollow rises, the Hollow is wiping out.
Listen, this whole Hollow thing, I'm not going to lie. It's one of my least favorite folklore that they have created. Mm. To me, the Hollow is Hollow.
I think it's scary. I like the Hollow storyline. I just feel as if... This
It's very complicated.
Yes, it's complicated. 1, 2, 3. We got to stick with our steps. So because he hesitates because of the Maxine thing, we end up burning the burning bush is what I was going to call it. Burning the thorns that we were going to use to kill Klaus. And now we don't have the rose thorns. So I'm sitting there thinking, this is so weird. Why did we spend so much of the episode focused on this if they were just going to, like, burn it off and have it go away? Do you guys know what I mean?
Yeah, it just makes me kind of think, I'm just picturing, like, a writer's room saying, okay, you know what, this doesn't make sense, throw it away and let's just connect the dots. And because sometimes writers get so in their heads. To me, this episode didn't connect, and I just felt as though there could have been some kind of, let's scrap this and put this in instead.
Weren't there more rose thorns somewhere? Like, even
maybe they didn't have time to get them.
Like, no one wanted to call. We have cell phones. We also have vampire speed of running. No one wanted to call me, hey guys, we lost this. The plan's not going to plan, so plan B, like, give them a heads up, because now you've left Marcel over there, you know, by himself with Sophia and the Hollow, basically.
Yeah.
He's thinking that, you know, the plan's happening and...
I mean, maybe if I'm Klaus, I'm not looking extra hard for ways to kill myself, so I'm not, like, offering to go get more of these thorns. But definitely if I'm Vincent, I'm thinking about it. Although Vincent probably didn't care. Vincent was like, all right, if we're not going to put Klaus in it, we'll just put Elijah in it, whatever.
Yeah, but it also, like, they needed to know that they need to put Elijah in it now, because at this point, no one knows that Klaus isn't being sacrificed.
So, speaking of which, team go save Klaus. What did you guys think about...
Go save Elijah.
Sorry, go save Elijah. What did you guys think about the fact that Keelan really wanted to go anywhere Freya was going on this mission?
I'm glad that you brought that up, because part of me thought, this is awesome, they're a real relationship. The other part of me is thinking, maybe Keelan's a lot smarter than we all think.
Ooh, and what does that mean?
It means that maybe...
Because I think she's pretty smart.
I do too, but I'm thinking maybe, you know, not only... Like, the Freya thing, it's one of those relationships where at first she was targeted, but then, you know, she fell in love with her. And I know that Freya's the one that targeted Keelan in the first place, but I'm just saying, I think that Keelan might possibly turn on the whole thing.
Ooh. What do you think, Tay?
You
got lost in the chat.
I'm trying to figure out where this hashtag Game of Thorns came from, but I'm loving it.
Well, another clarification question, because remember how the other week we thought Davina was the Hollow's voice? So now I need to ask these things.
They sound the same, me and too. They kind of look alike.
Me too. And now I need to ask these things out loud, though. The wolf that came in with Freya, and then there was Haley, that was Keelan, right? Or was that Haley, and then she turned Haley again?
Honestly, I'm very, again, glad you brought it up, T.
I assumed it was Haley. At first, I thought it was Keelan, but then when we saw Haley come in...
But wouldn't she have been naked?
But then we never saw the wolf after
that.
She
was still out attacking, maybe.
Well, maybe it could be a third person. Maybe it wasn't either
of them. Another wolf, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's other wolves out there.
No, because we see Keelan saying, I've got to come with you, and then we see a wolf, and then we see Haley clothed. We know that Haley, once she goes wolf and out of wolf, remember that scene where Elijah, like, puts that jacket on her this season? So I know she would be nakey McSnakey. So I feel like that was Keelan.
Maybe. That's the part that I'm confused about, too, because we just never saw that wolf afterwards, because I really thought it was Keelan, but then I thought at some point in that scene, the wolf would also come stand next to Freya.
And wouldn't Haley have wanted to do that? Wouldn't Haley have been like, no, this is my man in there, I'm going to be the wolf?
Well, it threw me off, because we haven't seen Haley in wolf form since that episode, and I just feel like we don't see her in wolf form very often at all.
Well, because she has the power, so she doesn't need to...
Chat is saying that the wolf was Haley. Nakia Emmanuel says that was Haley because she put her shirt back on. And Alois Noreen says the wolf was Haley. And everyone's basically saying Haley was putting her shirt back
on. So where's Keelan?
Keelan is with Hope.
All right.
Because Keelan went with her before they made the plan.
I know, but I just feel like Keelan's like, I'm staying by your side every second. And then the next time we see her, it's like...
Well, we saw her go with her the first time, and then it's like, hey, someone's got to watch Hope.
That's true, and that was really cute, and I love that Klaus acknowledged to Freya. It wasn't a big deal. He just said, your girlfriend seems really nice.
I loved it. That was so honestly subtle. Probably my favorite part of the episode.
Yeah. Because if you've lived for thousands of years, it's like, Nothing, probably. Because I'm wondering if this is Freya's first female, or first... Have we even seen her with anybody?
Yes, we saw her. She was pregnant with her... She had a fiancé, and...
That awful story.
In, like, the flashbacks.
But with male.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is her, maybe her first lesbian relationship. And I like that Klaus just was like, cool.
Well, I thought potentially that could be one of the last things he thought he was going to say to her.
Right.
So it was like, just so you know, I support you in this relationship. And that might be goodbye, but I just want to let you know that, like, I support this. And I loved that.
Yeah, it was very nice, and it's very, like, subtle because, you know, why does she need to come out? You know, it's like, why can't we just accept who she's loving and be okay with it? And I thought Klaus did a great job of just being like, hey, she's good.
100%. Bisexual, lesbian, straight, whatever she is, she's in love right now, clearly.
I'm just going to say something. All these hundreds of years they've lived, have they really never, you know, the guys maybe gone both ways? Apparently Leonardo DiCaprio has, you know?
Relevant.
Sorry, I zoned out again. All I heard was Leo.
I'm just saying. Relevant.
Are you implying that Leonardo DiCaprio has been alive for thousands of years as
I actually have a theory he's a vampire. Anyways.
Pharrell. Pharrell is an actual vampire.
I have a whole list of Hollywood, you know, that could be a vampire. But I'm saying maybe this isn't something that Klaus is abnormal to. It's like, oh, you know, we haven't gotten storylines about flashbacks, but you never know. They've been alive for so long that this probably isn't new to them.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Yeah, what do you got?
Two things from the chat. First of all, Artmaster Austin Prophet, he's the one who came up with hashtag Game of Thrones. Love it. LS5251 says, it's annoying to me that Klaus can accept Keelan, but he cannot accept who Rebecca falls for. And
as in Marcel,
any of her boyfriends, really. Klaus has always, like, stopped her from being able to find love. Of course, now he's let her go off and live her life, but that's a great point.
But Freya, like, he didn't grow up with her protecting her. I think it's a different kind of sibling bond, maybe.
Yeah.
He probably looks at Rebecca still as a little girl.
Yeah.
I think that Rebecca and Klaus have this bond that none of the rest of them have.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I agree with that. So there's a few other things that I definitely want to talk about. Number one, that Freya is trying to save the day here after we put Elijah into this pendant. And she's trying, she can't do it. And it was interesting to watch Haley and Klaus be on the opposite sides of this. Haley saying, like, take a break, it's okay, girl. And that's her man that's stuck in there. And Klaus is flipping the F out. He just can't control himself. Which one of these two do you feel like you would have been in this situation?
Haley.
Okay, we all would like to say it would be Haley. Klaus. Who would you really be? I would have been Klaus.
I'd be Klaus.
The thing is,
Sam D, don't lie to us right now.
No, I swear to God, it would be Haley for me. Because, first of all, Klaus has lived for so long that you think... sometimes things don't work the way that he does it. It's the guy that has a really bad temper. And it goes off all the time, and it puts them, like, you know, behind in a way. And they act on their emotions. But Haley, I think it's a great point that she is saying take a break with the man she loves. She's more practical, long run. But Klaus, in a way, is actually more emotional.
Yeah, it's like Klaus is acting on his emotions. This is the first sibling that he's losing that he actually cares about.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Finn?
Yes. He didn't really care that Finn was going to die because he didn't have the bond with Finn that he has with Elijah. Elijah is his best friend. They have been ride or die brothers rolling through towns for thousands of years together. I would definitely be Klaus in this situation because I just be like, I need my brother back. Like, he is completely like that. But I understand the mindset Haley's in of, hey, clearly, Freya has been through a lot. She can't do it right now. She needs to take
a break. Like, if we break her, she's never going to be able to finish this.
I think Haley's going about it the better way. I just 100% would be Klaus, and I think Sam D's lying to us. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
The majority of the chat says they would be Klaus, too.
Yeah. You think that your sibling's dead in there.
Yeah.
And then your sister's like, I'm sorry, I'm tired. It's like, shut up, be tired later.
Like, I'm tired, too. I've been through a lot today, too, okay? Freya, just get it together. Find him.
Like, what do you need? Like, chocolate? Ice cream? I'll go get it for you. Keep working.
How many times have any of the siblings almost died? So many. Or have died. So I think after
all... You think it gets easier? Because I don't know.
No, it doesn't get easier. But I think after all this time, you think, okay, let's learn from what we've done wrong, maybe. Mm-hmm. And try to strategically figure this out as opposed to making her work until she breaks.
And the chat is saying, what about Cole, Tiana, Cole? That Klaus was emotional when Cole, when they put him on fire back in
Cole's back.
Cole is not the same as losing Elijah.
And Klaus kind of hates Cole. Even though he loves Cole, he still kind of hates him.
But Cole is no Elijah in Klaus's mind or heart.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is that it's a bigger emotion this time.
And Rebecca. It's Elijah, Rebecca, and Klaus. Yeah. And kind of even before Cole or Finn, it's Martell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we always forget that because...
I know. So Freya is... she's on the struggle bus and she is getting yelled at. So she's like, okay, I'll try again. And then Lil Miss Hope coming in and saving the day again.
I was just going to rest my hand on your shoulder.
Can she just touch my shoulder all the time? I know that sounds creepy because she's a 7-year-old kid.
It fixes it.
But like, come on. I need her hand on my shoulder.
All the time.
I love her.
All the time.
And she's got this just like amazing, just pureness to her.
Oh, sorry. This is off subject a little bit, but just for engineer's sake, I emailed some pictures that have to deal with Hope. So hopefully we'll be able to get those up for news and gossip. Oh, I see you working on it now.
Thanks, Mark.
Never mind. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, I just think she's precious and perfect, and I love the positivity that there is there, because she could have been an evil little bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I was afraid, too, and even when I buy the episodes on iTunes, which I do a lot of the times,
good for you, support that show.
I know, it's the big, I wonder why I'm broke all the time, and I'm like, oh, the original's on iTunes. But, no, it's a picture of her, and she looks so creepy, and my friend looked at it one day, we were getting something on iTunes, she was like, the originals looks creepy as hell this season. It's Hope. It's a photo of her and walking. It's like a black and blue and white lights. But she's amazing, and I think that this show needed that character to bring everybody together.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, so I was surprised in that moment, though. And we did find Elijah. He's deep in there somewhere. Why is he screaming? Is he just confused, or is...
From the previews for next week, it seems as though... when the pendant broke, his mind kind of split into a bunch of places. So all of his memories are like all over the place.
So smart. I don't know what we would do without you.
I just watched previews and basically quoted what was said in the preview for next week.
So smart. So smart.
iTunes doesn't give me previews, so I have a, excuse.
Yeah, and CWTV.com doesn't give me previews either.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, luckily I went to see my mom today, so she had it recorded on her DVR.
Did you guys watch it together?
Always.
No, because she's a week behind.
What? That was really rude of you.
What?
To not wait for her.
She's a week behind.
Well, that was rude
of
her.
Can we bring her in as a special guest one week?
I would love to. She might not anything, but I would love to.
Yes. Slay. She has to come in. Guys, right now, stop what you're doing. Comment on iTunes, YouTube, tweet at us wherever you are, and let us know, do you want Tiana's mom? So what would that make her? Chat mistress's mama. Mrs. Chat Mistress to come in to studio. We only have 4 episodes left, so you guys have to let us know. That would be everything. You literally talk about how you guys watch together every week.
All the time, yeah.
I love it. That's so cute. Okay, so what did you say you had? Are we looking at, is it pictures of Hope we're checking out now?
I have some pictures from some Instagram stuff. Do you want to talk about it now?
Well, does it have to do with Hope?
Yeah, but we can save it for news and gossip.
Oh, okay, we'll save it for news and gossip. All right, so let's move on to this journal situation, guys, because this one was a tricky situation. Vincent has already played with the dark side, and he's already been part of the Hollow, and his wife has been dead from this, and he has said to Marcel, if I ask for this journal, kill me. And now he's asking for the journal, and Marcel gave it to him. I'm like screaming at my computer at the top of my lungs, like, what the actual beep is going on here? How did you guys take this?
I took it as they're in the point of desperation now because the Hollow is back in a full body figure now. So desperate times, desperate measures. But I do like that Marcel was like, dude, if you get out of hand, and he was just like, just make it quick. Like, Vincent is very much aware that if he gets out of line, he will die.
So he's doing this for research purposes. Mm-hmm. He's got to get stronger, like he said. Okay.
So what you say, research purposes. It's like, let me shoot up some heroin. Research purposes, you know?
Method acting, yes. So what did you think?
I thought, I'm glad that Marcel didn't literally kill him, gave him some, leeway room there.
Oh my god, what if that was the end of it?
And he's just like, okay, die. And I think, I believed Vincent, but I'm also super naive when it comes to these things.
Me too, girl. Me too.
And I thought desperate times call for desperate measures. And I don't want Vincent to die. And in a way, I think he might be the character that should die over and over again and then just doesn't.
Hmm.
He somehow is going to be able to, like, outlive everything, even though he will literally put himself under, you know, the knife, so to speak, time and time again.
Does the pendant that Maxine gave Vincent have anything to do with any of this? Do you guys think it's possible something's in there that's, like, compelling him to ask for the journal or that's going to help him with something?
No, I don't think that it's related to him asking for the journal, but I do think that it could come into play later on in a way.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes, because Maxine and her son were supposed to be such a big part of the storyline, and we haven't seen them be that big of a storyline thus far. So just, you know, story-wise, I think that definitely could be a thing.
Josh's boyfriend was supposed to be a big part of the storyline, too, but we see that that's not an issue to the writers right now.
He's dead. Get over it.
He's not dead. He's just a human. Just chilling.
Dead to the world.
I miss him. I want to see him.
He's just a human.
Human.
Trying not to die.
Not to die.
That's all I got.
Oh, that we had no more? I would have been your backup vocals all day, girl.
I love that you support me.
Always. Always. speaking of support, what's more supporting than a tree? Do you get where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it my best transition?
It wasn't, but I support you.
Thank you.
I support you too, you guys.
Thank you.
I'm always here.
So the end of this episode was the wackiest whack that I've ever seen.
You mean when the alien was being born out of a tree?
I just went and saw the new Alien movie, and it was not as disturbing as this frickin' scene was. She is all gobbly-gooked in there, coming out of the tree. So is she able to be born in her original form because of what just took place and because she got the chompers back? And now does she have all the pieces so she was able to birth herself
in a tree.
And so now she's full strength.
Like, I just want to know, is it always coming out of trees?
I don't know.
Well, because we saw the tree earlier in the episode, they kind of like focused on
it. Well, right. And this is what I said.
But we're screwed now, right?
But okay, remember I said the hollow, I was hoping it was kind of a place and not a person. But in a way, this like validifies that because it's like she's coming out of some kind of place. Like,
but it's also 100% a person, Sam.
Yeah, it's both.
Not a baby anymore.
No, it's both. Yeah. You have to be birthed from the hollow to be the hollow.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, it's called the hollow because the tree is hollow.
Yeah, it's a big hole you're coming out of.
Because I was like, who names their child Hollow?
That's so rude.
No offense if your name is Hollow.
So rude.
Beautiful name.
Not ever named.
I mean, I'm just saying it's kind of how everyone's born, you know.
Out of a tree.
Well, out of a hollow shape and form.
It just reminded me of, like, Stranger Things.
Yeah, it was gross.
It was just, like, too gross. I couldn't watch it.
She's so weird. All slimy and stuff. Like,
slimy and just, like, ready to
party.
To party.
And by party, I mean murder everybody. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that pretty much wrapped up the episode. Any other comments to make on what happened before we get to a little bit of news and gossip? All right. Let's hit it with that news and gossip life.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What you got, T?
Okay, so Joseph Morgan's birthday was earlier this week, and he
happy birthday, Joey!
And he posted these pictures because Summer Fontana sent him a birthday gift. It's the cutest thing. So here you have this comic book that's called Klaus and the Witch of Winter, and her note on it says to Joseph, "I got these comics because of your air quotes name, and because you told me you like comics. Love, Summer," with a smiley face.
Oh, I'm literally God. Dead.
So he posted, "I got a lovely birthday box from at Summer Fontana 1 with some great gifts, including this." And then he puts up another picture of what else was in the box. He said, "Also got lovely bookmarks and some extra ghouls. Thanks, Summer Fontana."
Oh, Summer.
And she colored him bookmarks right and everything. It's the cutest thing. And it just goes to show the bond that they have both on and offset.
I love it. And it's so apparent.
It's so apparent.
I love it. And Haley has it with her, too. They're just so freaking cute.
It's just... It was, I love that. I was scrolling through Instagram and I I shed a tear.
Sam's like kind of crying on it right now. That's awesome.
I'm like, that's adorable. The cutest thing ever. I just want them to be father and daughter in real life, even though she has parents.
What did we need tea for last week so bad? Where people were asking us something about Julie Plec's like article, and we're like, crap, we're missing tea for our chat mistress.
It was, I think it might have been, it was something to do with the Vampire Diaries and the,
missed you, tea, basically. Yeah.
Oh, I missed you guys too.
Cool. All right, let's get to some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV
starting with Tiana Hobson, who's the only person who watched the previews for next week.
Well, I will start by saying it's not next week. There's a week break. It's back on June 2nd because next week is Memorial Day weekend, so they know no one's going to be home on Friday night to watch. So June 2nd is our next episode. Mm-hmm. And Nicholas Kelly says this is about The Hollow, because we were talking about her name. Says her name was Inandu, and it was a sacrificial resurrection spell that brought her back, and she was stronger when she came back, and she literally says this earlier to Elijah when he was trapped. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Nicholas Kelly. Love it when you put me in my place. predictions for me are just gonna be that one, Elijah's not dead, because we know that, and that by episode 13 we will have defeated the Hollow. I don't know how.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. That's all I got.
Okay, so this is a kind of dark prediction.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
I'm nervous, Sam.
I think that perhaps in the next couple episodes, Hope is going to realize what a bad person her dad was and might actually say, yo, it might be better to, like, do the right thing because she's so wise for her age.
But what's the right thing?
Probably, well, I mean, he could have sacrificed himself, you know, it didn't work, but if that opportunity came again, you know, to be like, we needed an original, she could be like, Dad, do the right thing. Mm. You need to sacrifice yourself. And then I could see that turning into what they thought could have been the end of the show, and then the next season, so he would come back.
Okay. I feel as if, I do think next season will probably be our last, which means that I think that by the end of this season, we're going to hopefully do something that brings back Cole and Rebecca, like, for some reason, they, like, permanently have to be with
and
us.
And Davina, hopefully.
And therefore, Colvina for life.
For life.
Well, yeah.
There, Mrs. D in the chat said Rebecca and Cole are back. I did not see that in the preview. Perhaps it was posted somewhere.
Fake news?
I think it's real news. She said it with exclamation points, so, like,
I know. Anytime that's I see an exclamation point, I know that it's real news.
Pretty serious there.
Yes.
But I also just kind of go off of what Sam was saying. They mentioned about the whole Hope is in the same bloodline of what created the Hollow in the first place. So I really think that Haley, but mostly Hope, will be the key in killing and defeating the Hollow.
I agree. I definitely think it's going to be Hope. I think we've led up to that point and we've earned that. So I do think that will be really great. But it's like, after that, maybe that's the reason that they end up sending Hope to Alaric and Caroline's school, because they realize if she stays, she's just going to keep having to do all these supernatural things and she needs to have a somewhat normal childhood.
And then we can make the show about their school, guys. We need another spin-off about the show. And these kids who have these supernatural abilities.
And Hope isn't going to go there without her dad, and therefore Klaus goes, and he's hanging out with Caroline, and they hook up and have all the sex. What happened?
Perfect. If I have the chills, it means it's happening.
It's happening.
That's true. That's true. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Originals After Show. We want to hear all of your predictions in the comments, iTunes, YouTube, wherever you are. Write to us, or you could tweet at us. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com and Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And you guys, at 11 p.m. tonight, we are doing the Twin Peaks after show, which is super exciting. 2 hour after it'll be 1 hour, but the episode's 2 hours, so check in there.
Why did it move to Showtime? Is it going to be, like, more vulgar?
I think
adult?
A lot of more nakedness.
Ooh, yeah. Like that nudie stuff.
Yeah, a lot of nudie stuff.
You can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram, and thank you everyone in the chat who's been chatting with us throughout the episode, and if you aren't watching us live, please go to YouTube and leave us a comment, because I might reply to it.
Maybe, if you're so lucky.
If it's nice, I will.
Yeah, also, you guys can find us at AfterBuzz TV on AfterBuzzTV.com, YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV, as Tiana was just trying to push you guys to go to so she could chat with you there. Because, again, she loves you guys more than
chatting.
She loves us. Yeah, we know. All right, guys, we'll see you next, not next week, two weeks.
2 weeks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.